Back in the day, a group of talented young musicians from Scranton made quite a splash. We're told they even got to play with this titan, drummer and band leader Buddy Rich. At the young age of 12, Patrick Marcinko Jr. was the drummer with that jazz ensemble known as the Musical Minors, M-I-N-O-R-S. He grew up to be a master percussionist and all-round musician, and it's no surprise that when he had children, they too would be encouraged to start young. His son, Patrick Marcinko III, will attest to that.
The fact is, according to my mother and father, I was 5 years old, and for my fifth birthday, my father had bought me a real drum set. Now, in my house, there were already two drum sets there, almost three, because my grandfather's drums were there. My father had basically two sets of drums already, and they were in the house. One we had was practically set up already when I was five, but he had bought, and I still have the bass drum, from the kit, and it says real wooden shells and the whole bit. It really wasn't a toy, it was just a miniaturized drum set. And according to my parents, the very first thing I did, with excitement on my little face, I took it apart. I didn't play it, I took it apart. My mother said, Pat, he's not going to be a drummer, he's going to be a mechanic. Yeah. And I still have the bass drum, and I've actually used it in a different way as part of a percussion setup. But I still have it, and it's, you know, it's got this red covering, and it's this real psychedelic look. But here is this little 16-inch bass drum. It survives to this day.
Patrick Marcinko III went on to study classical percussion as well as jazz and Latin music and technique with such luminaries as Joe Morello, Jim Chapin, Robert Velez, and his most influential teacher, his father. Most appropriately, there will be a salute to jazz drummers this Sunday evening in memory of his father, Patrick Marcinko Jr., with music of Buddy Rich included. It's the annual Jump, Jive, and Jazz evening at the Scranton Cultural Center, featuring Pat Marcinko Jr.'s Upper Valley Winds Big Band under the direction of his son, Patrick III, as well as the Tyler Dempsey Trio, the Bill Goodwin Quartet, and vocalist Aaron Malloy with bassist Doug Smith and pianist Jim Waltich. Maria Santomaro is Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios with drummer and band leader Patrick Marcinko III, drummer Tyler Dempsey, bassist Doug Smith, and committee member and jazz advocate Meyer Moskowitz to talk about the celebration and how it began.
We decided that we were going to put together, starting with a jazz concert, and we knew that this was going to be a lot of fun, and it was going to be different because working with Patrick Marcinko III, and we were going to include his father's Upper Valley Winds Big Band, and that would be Patrick Marcinko Jr. And what would this be? 2 years ago in the planning process, like weeks before, you know, we were scheduled to have the event, Mr. Marcinko passed away, unfortunately. And the first thing that I did was pick up the phone and call Patrick III. And he saw my number and just said, the show will still go on. My father would want it that way. So since that day, we had carried on in this very same tradition, and it has become an event in memory of Mr. Marcinko, Maestro Marcinko, as Mr. Moskowitz would call him. But we do this in his honor, and we're thrilled to do so.
And what's a wonderful coincidence, I don't know if you realize, last year when we did this interview and today were both Pat Marcinko Sr.'s birthdays. It just happened to be
I did not even know that.
Yeah, I always used to give him a call, so I have it on my calendar still.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Doug, because he was that kind of person, larger than life and a presence in that way. And so, in a sense, he's with us. Meyer, when you were here last year and we were talking about Patrick's dad, you had some lovely things to say.
Certainly. Let me say happy birthday, Pat. This concert that we're going to have at the Cultural Center is in honor and in memory of Maestro Patrick Marcinko II, a dear friend for all of us, a mentor to many, many people. He has turned so many people on to music. Pat, how many years did he teach music?
I don't know. My father was if you go back to the informal teaching, he was teaching long before he was connected with the school district. So he taught for about 35 years, I believe, total time. But he was always teaching. Even when he was retired, he was still teaching people. He was like the Mr. Miyagi of northeastern Pennsylvania. You know, there were people coming around, but they didn't want martial arts. They needed the musical arts.
Yes, yes.
And so they wanted to talk to Mr. Miyagi, or in this case, Mr. Marcinko.
He enlightened so many people in this area. He turned so many people on to music, too many to mention. And this concert is going to be in his memory.
Maria, the other thing that's very remarkable about gathering the musicians you do and bringing this jazz event to us, part of the significance of, or the difference in this event, is that you're having it at the Scranton Cultural Center, which is a one-of-a-kind venue.
It sure is. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to get up and go to work at a place so majestic. For anyone who has not been to the Cultural Center, please, by all means, make your way down and maybe partake in a tour. It's 188,000 square feet of sheer wonder, and different rooms that serve multi-purposes and a couple of different stages to choose from. The one unique thing about our main stage, which is where this show will be performed, this main stage flips from either the main theater, which seats 1,866, or can flip into the grand ballroom, which can be set up any way you'd like. And we set this up cabaret style with cafe tables and pretty chairs. And it just makes for a very intimate jazz room kind of a feel.
And what people may not understand is the amount of talent in the world of jazz we have here in our midst.
Well, as you and I spoke a little bit earlier about, Tyler's another generation, and it's great to see some younger folks carrying on the tradition of what we did for so many years and what I learned from people like Pat Sr. and Ferdy Bastocchi and Gene Dempsey, who's 94 now and still performing. So there's always been a strong, you know, tradition, the Dorseys and all the bands that were from this area. And technically and historically, you probably understand better than I might, but we always had such a huge population here after the mining industry was here and people coming in, opening their shows here, you know, before they went to New York and Philadelphia, that there was always a huge demand for entertainment and all the vaudeville theaters. So a lot of those people, some of them moved here and, you know, settled here and then carried on the tradition. There was just a lot of interest in music and performing from our history.
And one of the special memories I have, speaking of passing down the tradition, was last year's event. I got to join Doug as well as Bob Durow to play some Schoolhouse Rock music, and he recently passed away. But it's always a learning experience playing with him and just seeing his enthusiasm about the music and his ability to adapt to every different circumstance and make the best of every situation. It was really inspiring.
Perfect example, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that long after that he passed away, and he was also 94, I believe, and just an amazing inspiration, not only musically, but as a person. So many people, not to judge, but so many people, you know, we only have one life to live, and some people sort of maybe semi-retire or whatever and just don't do too much more with your life, but he lived three lifetimes, you know, just a great inspiration.
Sometimes a certain person will walk into a room and it'll give you a feeling of, wow, I want to get to know this person because he's sending off this vibe or this aura. Yes, because it was a few short months later. I think that I would have to say that was probably the last show that he did of that scope on a stage such as that.
Yeah, I believe so. He did continue with some things at the Deerhead, which is where Tyler plays on Thursdays.
Yeah.
But I believe that probably was one of the last big concerts.
I think so, which was special for him as well.
And so this particular concert is billed as a salute to jazz drummers. We have at this table a jazz drummer or two.
Or two, yeah. Well, now that Tyler is here, and Tyler is, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, see, Tyler's old enough to be my son, so he's like the new generation of drummers comparatively to my old 52. So you have basically two generations of drummers, and in which case also at the concert we'll be featuring a gentleman from northeastern Pennsylvania who many people don't realize that the kind of gems that are hiding in the woods and behind trees and under rocks, of Northeastern PA, and this is a guy by the name of Bill Goodwin, who is on countless amounts of albums and CDs and has done all kinds of wonderful things. I was very excited when I first found out that Bill Goodwin was, you know, practically in our backyard, as well as many other fabulous drummers from the area. There just wasn't enough time in the program to be able to show off all of the great drummers in our area, you know, besides Bill, guys like Tom Whaley, for example, who's just, you know, unbelievable. And there's a lot of other guys too. So many times we have concerts that feature guitar players. We've had many opportunities to feature fabulous pianists. And in jazz, most people recognize the saxophone as being the jazz instrument. And so many times you have opportunity to hear great concerts featuring numerous saxophone players. But I felt that in our area, there weren't many opportunities to hear numerous jazz drummers. And so even though it's Tyler, Bill, and myself, it's a salute to everybody who's ever played jazz. RJ Kennedy, who plays in our area, is a wonderful jazz drummer also. So it's a salute to RJ, even though he's left-handed.
Tyler, this is the first time you've been at our table. Are you from the area, and how did you start playing, and just a little bit about your mentors?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Clark Summit, and I started playing drums when I entered middle school, and I have some cousins that are drummers and passed along some of their equipment to me, and I always aspired to be like them. I've had a handful of mentors, and some of which are sitting at the table, and I started playing locally after college, and now I maintain a pretty regular performance schedule around the area at the Deerhead Inn, at the casino, at a place called Crotty's on Ash, and I freelance around the area.
Introduce us to your trio who will be there that night.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this trio. It's with two of my favorite musicians, Joe Michaels on bass and Matt Vashlishan on the iwi, which is an electric wind instrument. It's like a wind synthesizer. And we began the trio playing acoustically, an acoustic jazz trio. And we realized that there's lots of possibilities rhythmically and harmonically with a chordless trio. So we decided to put Joe on electric bass and Matt from saxophone to iwi. And we started using jazz standard repertoire to kind of use it as a launching point to experiment with the electronic sound. So we've developed a bunch of arrangements and original compositions, and some of which we'll play at the event. And we were recently nominated for Jazz Group of the Year by the Steamtown Music Awards, so we're excited about that as well.
I have known Tyler for about 15 years. He's been the drum tech for the Scranton Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen him and his music evolve into being a very, very good musician. His groups are incredible. He's incredible. He's up and coming. Regional jazz drummer, and he's to be commended.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Patrick, you've told us a story about the band we'll hear at this event, how it got its name. You were talking to your dad.
I said, don't you remember years ago you had a conversation with Bob Ventry? Now, Bob Ventry used to live in northeastern Pennsylvania. He now resides in Ohio. Bob Ventry is a very, very fine jazz guitarist. He was a good friend of my dad's. And my dad and he had a conversation one time that I was sitting there privy to. And they laughed about the idea of putting a band together and calling it the Upper Valley Winds, because everybody was coming from closer to the Carbondale area. So that's the Upper Valley. And that's where the title for the group came from. That's the true beginnings of the Upper Valley Winds, as far as the name is concerned. And so now we continue with the Upper Valley Winds, holding fast to that name and holding to the standards of my father, Patrick J. Marcinko Jr., in presenting music not of a nostalgic type, but of a progressive, moving ahead, forward-thinking type, which in this case is going to be music of the Buddy Rich Band. So we're not only featuring drummers, but we're featuring the music played by many drummers, and in which case I've told Tyler, and Tyler said, oh yeah, I'm ready for that. So Tyler, you got to make sure you have a good drum solo for that night. So
there'll be a drum solo.
Yeah, there we go.
You don't have to worry.
Now we just have to warn Bill Goodwin that he's got to do the same.
That's right.
Even though this is a drum-oriented concert, you decide to have one trio with an imaginary drummer, I guess, right?
We had such a wonderful time having a vocalist last year, and even the year before. I said, there's just no way that we couldn't have a vocalist again. It's just too wonderful of a sound, and it really gives the ears a break from hearing the instrumental sounds all the time. And so I've found the perfect person. You may not think it features a drummer, but she's married to a drummer, and her brother-in-law is a drummer as well. And so in which case, it was a natural thing for me to call upon Aaron Malloy to come and sing. And I know, Doug, you're playing with that trio, with Aaron.
Yeah, I believe Aaron and I and Jimmy Waltich,
there we go.
You know. In fact, he would be proud to say, we don't need a drummer in this band. I'll take care of the drums and the piano. Yeah, because he
yeah, yeah.
He one of his little jokes. Or bass player. He'd right. gladly get rid of the bass player.
That's right.
But I do fortunately have the honor of working with Aaron for many, many years. And she's a very expressive and creative and talented singer. So that will be the trio, Aaron and Jimmy and myself. And it'll be fun. Hopefully, maybe we'll have the piano. I'm not sure how it's going to
work. We're
going
to have the piano. The baby grand will be tuned and ready to go.
So we're happy to be part of this event for the second time. As Tyler mentioned earlier, we were there last year with Mr. Bob Durow. And I appreciate being part of this great event honoring Pat Sr.
So how exciting is this show? The show is going to be a very exciting show. And it is happening at the Scranton Cultural Center in the Grand Ballroom. Beautiful space to have this particular show. It's on a Sunday. It's a nice early show. It's an early start. 6:30 is start time. Doors will open at 6 for cocktails. And for more information, you can go online at thescrantonculturalcenter.org. You can stop in, pick up your tickets in advance. And first come, first serve seating. So get there early. Get there early.
Gloria Santamaro, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, with drummer and band leader Patrick Marcinko III, drummer Tyler Dempsey, bassist Doug Smith, and committee member and jazz advocate Meyer Moskowitz, speaking about Jump, Jive, and Jazz, a salute to jazz drummers, featuring Patrick Marcinko Jr.'s Upper Valley Winds Big Band, September 23rd, this Sunday evening, getting underway at 6:30 at the Scranton Cultural Center in the Grand Ballroom with this drummer. This is Bill Goodwin. The Bill Goodwin Quartet will be part of the evening. Erin Malloy will be on hand. She's a marvelous vocalist, and she'll be performing with bassist Doug Smith and pianist Jimmy Waltish, Tyler Dempsey and the trio, and again, the Upper Valley Winds Big Band under the direction of Patrick Marcinko III. Jump, Jive, and Jazz, a salute to jazz drummers. And it's Sunday, September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center. For more information, on the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org.